This podcast was brought to you by the GGC Annual Department, vibrant colors all summer.
Hi, I'm Shannon the Garden Girl. Welcome back to our podcast. I am here, like always, with Katie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am feeling excited. We've just gone on Instagram and we put at Georgina_garden_center. We did a story and we said we're doing our filming or recording right now of episode 11. So if you guys have questions, send them in.
Yes, please. We'd like to hear from you guys.
They haven't started to flood in just yet.
But they're going to.
I think they may.
Yes.
It's an exciting podcast.
Yes.
Because not only is that going to be happening for the next 20 minutes, we'll take anyone's question. We will read it live. It's going to be real raw broadcast. And also, the episode today, we're going to be covering... Shannon's so impressed right now. We're going to be covering the go-to, how-to...
Lead up.
Make the most. This is making the most of the busiest year of busiest
time of gardening.
Okay. We need to work
on it. It's our Christmas of gardening time.
This is the how to, it's a long title, so buckle up. How to make the most out of the busiest day of garden shopping of the year with us at Georgina Garden Center 101.
You make it sound so exciting.
It is exciting.
Yes.
So this is the kind of podcast you're going to put on as you're getting in your car on the long weekend and heading over, because this is the biggest weekend of the year for gardeners or people that are going to go get their all their supplies and start to lay the foundation for your epic 2019 garden. And we want you to do that in the most efficient way. So you're going to get your podcast ready. First things first, we're going to have tea on standby. You're going to have your tea in a travel mug,
and we're going to cheers. Because you can walk around the store with your coffee or tea.
Yes.
Because it's lovely too. Mm-hmm. So cheers.
Cheers. Today's tea.
Yep. You say it this time.
Is this a tea that a listener brought in for us?
This is my favorite tea. One of my favorites.
This is Shannon's tea. Teavana. And the flavor is jade, citrus, mint.
Yes, I know I'm boring with the flavor, but I really like this one.
That's not boring.
It's my go-to.
This is really nice tea.
I like it.
I think anything with mint, if you're not really a caffeine person, mint does the job. Mm-hmm. Also for indigestion, also for focus. Totally what you want when you're doing your biggest shop ever.
Yes.
You don't want to have to go to the bathroom. You want to be focused.
You need all that time to shop.
Yeah. You need that mint to make you sharp, to make the best decisions.
Oh, it's yummy.
Okay. So we're going to walk the listeners through. The very first thing to do before you even get in the car. I know we already say get in the car and turn on, but let me just tell you this.
Yes.
Plan. Know what you're coming for. It's like going to the grocery store on an empty stomach. Don't
with
do
no
that.
With no list. That's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah. Write a list.
Yes.
Take
and
a look.
And at least, sorry, Katie, at least write a list of, okay, I need some hanging baskets. I need some pots. These are how many pots I have. Like a general. You don't need to necessarily... Unless you know exactly what plants you want, but at least know what you're going to fill, where you're going to put stuff,
et cetera. Or even just take pictures of the area too, so that you get here and you have them, you can consult to your own image, or you can show
and you can show us.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to help with picture.
And you show and it gives you a little bit more of a different take when someone else has a look at it and says, you know what would really work in this area is this and this.
Right.
So that's the plan category. Super important. More exciting than that is knowing your sun requirements.
Exactly.
That is number two. So not only are you kind of running away with the ideas, but knowing what your sun requirement is very important.
And true sun requirements. Like a lot of people think, oh, I have full sun. Or I don't have... So let's say, oh, I don't have full sun. I get sun from noon on. That's full sun.
Right.
If you get any of or a good chunk of the 11 to 2 sun or 11 on, or that's full sun. That's the heat of the day. Full sun.
Right. So at least just know that. Have a really good idea about that. You don't have to Google what works in that situation. Again, we will tell you what that is.
And also to go with that too is a lot of people, because they don't know or it's doesn't click in that, oh yeah, I should know exactly. And it sounds funny. Like I always say to people, I'm not trying to be picky. It's just if I know when you get the sun, I can tell you what plants. Because some plants, like they'll say part sun or shade, but they'll do better in one or the other. But if I know exactly your hours, I can help you pick that much better of a play, and you'll have so much more success. So know that, and also know... Now I got myself sidetracked. I don't know what my other question was.
Knowing your son, though, it's important because your options become kind of limited. Mm-hmm. The front of my house, I struggle every year because it is north-facing.
That's what it was.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't get very much sun at all.
But the garden center is north-facing and is full sun. That's what I was going to say.
Your full sun, like...
North. Our garden center faces north. The front doors are north. And it is full-blown hot sun.
Oh, because at night...
It's just the way the sun is. So for someone to come in and say, oh, it faces north, I'm shade, you might not be, or might not have as much shade as you thought. Maybe you do.
Yeah, you I know. Depends. With trees and stuff around.
Mm-hmm.
My front is totally shade. Mm-hmm. And I have two planters either side of my door. Mm-hmm. And I always struggle with what to put there.
Mm-hmm. The other thing, too, it's good you mentioned trees, is right now there's no leaves in the trees yet,
mm-hmm.
or they're just slightly budding out right now.
Buds, yeah.
So you look out right now and you think, oh, yeah, it's full sun, but the tree hasn't leafed out yet.
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
So where is that tree going to cast shade once it comes out? So just a few things to take note of before you jump in the car. To put the podcast on, to come to the garden center.
Pour your tea.
Yes.
Okay, so plan number, step number three, take separate cars.
Yes.
You,
Katie was going to say, everyone should carpool. I'm like, no, you need separate cars so you can fit more plants in there.
And then we took it to the next level. So your spouse can take one car, you can take the other, and, you know, one of you can be doing the soil, the mulch, the heavy lifting, the landscapey base stuff.
Yep.
And then the other one gets all the... The
pretty flowers.
The pretty fragrant, more careful drive home.
Yes. So whoever's the more careful driver, they get the plants.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So.
And just another little side note for packing your car. If you do bring your tea or coffee, finish it while you're there because that little cup holder on the side fits plants perfectly.
Oh, they sure do.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe we should have plants live in our car.
That would be good. But no, it's too like warm, the
beetle.
Though.
The beetle has the little... I used to have a beetle. It has a little vase. Yes. And I actually could never keep a live flower. I put a float.
Because it gets too warm in there.
It's way too hot. Yes.
But the cup holders are great for little tiny plants. You
carrying
need to keep
the delicates.
Safe. Yes.
Okay. So then number four is come early.
Mm-hmm.
Or like come early
or
in the
late.
Morning. Yeah, or yep. late in the day. Mm-hmm. We're only saying only so that there's less traffic for you and also so that you get the full garden experience so you don't have to wrestle anybody for the hot deals we always have. but having the ability to come early or if on the long weekend they are forecasting rain, that's not bad news.
Yes.
That's a perfect opportunity for people to come without the crowds.
Yes. Rainy days are the perfect time to shop at the garden center. A lot of people don't come in on rainy days because like, oh, it's raining. I didn't want to come in. It is a good time. There are some people that's the day they come because they know it's quieter. Everything's still there. You still have all the same options. It's just less people. There's not so much of a jostling for space type thing. And
it's nice to be kind of in a greenhouse.
It's kind of relaxing.
On a crappy rainy day.
Yeah. The sound of the rain on the roofs, kind of relaxing.
And it's something to do. You don't have to be stuck in the house.
Yeah, exactly.
And the parking lot's pretty close to the door, so you don't have to get soaked.
And we have umbrellas for people, so we can go out with an... If it's really raining, we go out with an umbrella with you.
People.
We do, to keep them dry.
Little rain ushers.
Well, we try.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
And, okay, so then once you arrive, you've been ushered in by one of our sweet little ushers.
Umbrella people.
Yeah, Umbrella Academy. Have you ever watched that show?
No.
Okay, so then you come in. Where do you go first? What to navigate?
Well,
what's the path you would recommend best for the most efficient, most cost-effective shopping experience here at GGC?
Well, I guess it also always depends on what you're going after. But when you first come in, we have our herbs and veggies. So you can always head up those spots first. Again, have your list of herbs. You can always try a new herb, but stick to the herbs that you... Or herb. Whatever one you're going to eat.
Herb.
It depends what mood I'm in, I think, to which one I say.
No, I say
herb. I interchange it all the time.
I sort of say herb.
But you can stop for the herbs and pick those ones out. Then you can do your veggies, pick all those out. Then you get further into the greenhouse where all the annuals are. So you have a ton of color and blooms. We divide the greenhouse up. We'll have a sun side and a shade side or part sun side. So at least that helps to because you don't want to mix it up and then you're like, what plant's this? What one's this? So if you know your sun, you can go to one side. If you know your part sun to shade, you can go to the other side. We also have the perennial section. So once you've done all your annuals, you can wander out through the perennials, pick some things up out there, which then brings you to the shrubs, trees and shrubs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will still stick to just your annuals, all the color, your pots, containers, things like that on a long weekend. But we do have like a massive selection of shrubs, like a ton of them. So it's always nice to wander through there to see what there is. Even if you're not after the shrubs or trees on the long weekend, you can always take notes and pictures and things like that of the things you want to come back for. And then when you come back through the greenhouse, you'll head up, before you hit the cache area, you'll go into our tropical area, and then where all the pots and giftware and everything are.
My favorite section.
Yeah. So if you want to add some tropicals to your porch or your covered porch, your sunroom or your patio, anything like that to make it feel really tropical, it'll all be in there. And then if you need to freshen up your pot choices that you have at home, so say you want to add a few more ceramic pots or things like that, and we have all that stuff in there as well.
And the decor is there. We have outdoor art. We have all different little cute figurines. We have, you know,
it's garden ornaments. Like, you can stick stuff in the garden, everything.
Bunny planters, which are everybody's favorite. There's going to be lots of bunny planters available. There's still some kind of hidden around the garden center. And I think they're not just an Easter thing. We're going to keep them around.
Oh, yes.
They're so cute. They're cute. And then you make your way to the cache, you know, and that is where you can do your ordering for your mulch or your bigger items.
All your soil, everything like that. You can pick up your fertilizer there. And once we go through, then we load all the soil and mulch, everything into your car for you. So you don't have to like trek that stuff through the garden center, because it is tough. Yeah. Who wants to carry around the heavy stuff anyways? So you get that on your way out.
Okay. So at least the person who's driving the heavier load of things doesn't have to load their own car.
Yes, exactly. Which is always nice. Who wants to do the work twice, right? Load their stuff and then unload it and then do the work at home.
Yeah, we're here to make life a little easier. Yeah, we try to help out.
And so like Katie said, this is our first big weekend of the gardening season. The long weekend's always busy, but it's like our Christmas time. And then the next few weekends will also be busy, and we'll have like full stock of stuff right pretty much to the end of June type thing. But this is like the kickoff. We're so excited.
Right. Kickoff is like the big bang, but also don't be overwhelmed.
100%.
You know, get an amount that you can manage at home. Don't get an amount where, like, I do. I literally do this every year. It's so wasteful. I'll come and I'm like, I want all of this, and I'm picturing this amazing English lush garden that I'm gonna all of a sudden have the ability to tend to.
Yes.
I buy all this stuff and they sit in crates, because then of course I get home and it's too late to start planting that day,
or you get part of it done and not the other,
and then it's just, I've overwhelmed myself. So that in that plan stage, think about your timing as well, about when you're going to be able to bring it home and when you're going to be able to plant it. Because what you don't want is them to just sit in their little packages, not get watered or tended to, and you've wasted your time.
And you can keep coming back to the garden center. Please keep coming to visit us. You don't have to the one visit. Like, there's not just the one shop. And you can even come through the week or after work or whatever, so it's even less busier. You can come then. We'll still have everything. So if you come in repeatedly, and like Katie said, more manageable amounts you take each time, then it doesn't feel so overwhelming as well. But if you do come in and you see something you just have to have, pick it up then, because there's always no promises. We have the exact same thing next time we come, and we don't like when people are disappointed. And it has happened, unfortunately.
Call us perfectionists, but we really aim to please.
Yes.
Okay, so we're getting some questions coming through on the Instagram. They want to know what we're rating our tea. We forgot to rate our tea last time.
We did.
So
this one,
we need to rate Shannon's favorite tea is Jade Citrus Mint, which I'm assuming you're going to give a 10.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
It's your go-to.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to give it an 8. I could do with a little bit more mint and a little less jade. Right. Jade to me is almost like cilantro, where it can get a little...
What is the taste of jade? Because I only ever taste mint and citrus in this.
Oh, wait, I'm getting confused. I was thinking jasmine.
I see what you're saying,
I don't like a jasmine tea.
No.
It's too perfumey.
Yes.
This, I don't notice it. I think jade is just maybe the color.
Okay.
Is it a green tea?
Yes. I think. I don't know.
It tastes like spearmint to me. So I'm going to give it an 8. It's nice. I could do with a little bit more citrus. A little bit more mint. Maybe just more flavor. Maybe it's the way you steeped it.
It's good.
She's like chugging it like a beer right now.
No, I'm not. But I am taking giant gulps.
Shannon doesn't drink beer. She drinks wine. She's a wine drinker.
I am.
Okay, so the next question we have is from one of our followers named Jessica. And she wants to know, what is a good deep red hanging basket flower?
Well, first we need to know again, sun or shade. However,
what is a good deep red hanging basket?
Yes. So for the sun, you could go your tried and true geranium. A lot of people don't like them though. Cause some people think they're old fashioned, but yeah, they're so tried and true. Now geranium can come with like red with the orange tint or red with like the blue tint. So it's like a deep red. So you could do that.
How yes, do you people prevent don't like them from going leggy though? Cause to me, I find that they're so tall and kind of, then they start to look a little bare.
If they don't have enough sun or fertilizer. So okay, the key with annuals too is you want to fertilize. So minimum once a week if it's in a hanging basket in a pot. If it's in the garden, just once a week is fine. But in a hanging basket or pot, you could fertilize a couple times a week. But if you do it at least once a week, you're good. Like with a Miracle-Gro or 20-20-20, something water-soluble. If you're at, if you know you're not going to fertilize and you know you're not 100% going to, you can get a slow release, put in there, at least it's getting something. But the water soluble is so much better. Another thing she could do is there are some deeper red million bells, which are for the sun as well. You don't have to deadhead them. That's really good.
Why?
They just naturally will drop. Fall off. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Some things you have to deadhead to geraniums keep them going. Geraniums you do. Million bells you don't. For a shade or part sun, you could do a begonia. We saw some gorgeous red begonias.
Yes, take our word for it.
In our video. We have them in our videos we did.
Yes, there is a very beautiful, I don't know how many I saw down there. I don't know if there are.
There's lots.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Deep.
Oh my deep goodness. Red. If you had like a red and white theme, that is like the red you want.
Yes.
It is like a beautiful, it's not a purple burgundy or anything. It is like a rich, rich red.
We can also, we also will have, like a deep red New Guinea impatient, which some people call sunshine impatient. We have some reds. They're not fully deep, deep red, but we normally get them into.
Okay.
Yep, so we'll have them as well.
Nice. Lots of options.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. We don't have any other questions coming through. We started doing a bunch of posting on IGTV, and it's really great. It's a longer format to be able to watch videos, so if you haven't checked us out on that,
So you get to listen to me for longer than 59 seconds.
Yes, in vertical format on your phone. Full screen experience with Shannon.
Yes.
Next thing you know, we'll just have like Oculus Go virtual reality in the garden zone.
Yes.
Or just come on in on the busiest day of the year and celebrate spring with us.
Yes. And we're not meaning any of this to like scare you off being the busiest day, but just giving you some heads up, what to prepare yourself for, like all the answer, all the things you should have. So when we ask you questions, just to make your shopping experience easier.
And if you guys have any tips that you want to add that we haven't included, that's something like a little ritual you do.
Yeah.
We want to hear about it.
Yeah, so for sure.
Send us in. Tell us what it is. And
we'll see you guys soon.
Yes.
We'll see you all here in the next few weeks.
See ya.
See ya.
This podcast was brought to you by the GGC Annual Department. Vibrant colors all summer.